Were you naughty? Again. Were you naughty or nice?
Oh, so naughty.
Yes. Oh, so all naughty. Forms
of
naughty.
There was a lot of flying pussyfooting.
Wow.
And
wow.
There was spooning.
Heard the song Scarlet Night from the anime Dog Days by the artist Nana Mitsugi. You are listening to episode 88 of the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast, where our sole mission in life is to make you more addicted to anime. Like a straight shot of anime crack. Oh, you know you love that.
Straight crack cocaine!
Anyway, so we are at www.aaapodcast.com. That's three A's, iTunes, Facebook at facebook.com/AnimeAddictsAnonymousPodcast. And of course, we're also on the AAANetwork.org, where you can find dozens of amazing podcasts that will suit your every nerddom needs.
Yes.
That's it.
That is all I can contribute to that. A solid and resounding yes.
I am your host, Mitsugi, tonight, and I am loving this Nana Mitsugi song. Brand new. Fresh out of the gate. And I am joined tonight by three of my hosts. The full boatload tonight. Introduce all of yourselves, please.
I am Chiaki, and I am happy to.
I am Roko. I'm all hot and saucy.
Interrupt there, Roko. It's okay. I didn't know where I was going with that, so it ended up working out well. I'm Kimiko, and I'm.
Yeah, you are.
She was out until all hours of the night. Yep.
Ooh,
she was like a
party
ghost.
Girl.
I was, yeah.
Were you naughty? Were you naughty or nice?
Oh, so naughty. Yes.
Oh, so
all
naughty.
Forms of naughty. There was a lot of flying pussyfooting.
Wow.
Ooh.
And wow. There was spooning.
There was spooning.
And there were giant needles and feet.
Oh,
who
my
spooned?
God.
Who spooned?
We did.
What happens at MetroCon stays at MetroCon.
It does, including stepping on a needle and jamming it into your foot
so far,
you think it's a small needle and then realize it's like a 3-inch needle.
Seriously, this was like a 2.5-inch needle, and she had all of it but a quarter of an inch in her foot. It was
did you catch the hiv?
What? What's that kind of needle? It did.
Use clean needles, people.
Yeah,
and not sewing needles, those hurt.
Yeah, not sewing
needles. Oh, yes, indeed, those would hurt. So I think we're getting a little derailed.
Maybe. Anyway, so we have some new forum members this week.
Yay!
We have six new forum members.
Six!
Woshchun, FN009, Camus, Gratamesh, Brown123, and DanMeister33.
Welcome.
Awesome.
My name of the week is probably... I don't like any of those names enough to be my name of the week.
Yeah.
All of their hearts are crushed.
I'll take Grudamesh. Sounds a little bit like Gilgamesh.
I was going to go with Effin because it kind of looks like Elfin, but then I realized I probably mean like, that's Effin cool.
I'm going to go with Camus just because it sounds cool.
I'm going to go with Brown because I like playing in the mud.
Right, now that we've all selected one. We also had trivia this week, and man, did this trivia question whoop everybody's asses. There were so many wrong answers.
I was surprised.
surprise. Wow. I actually made it an easier one. I guess this round was the impossible round.
Are we still on butts?
No, butts ended.
That was a month ago.
Clearly, I don't do trivia stuff.
And I'm thinking this round will become the anime familiars round, where you will have to guess the anime based on the familiar, aka creature and or cute thing.
Oh, okay, like Mokuna?
For yes.
Everything in Clamp?
Yes, exactly. That would be a perfect example.
Yes.
Anyway, so yes, the answer to this trivia question was also Clamp. It was X-TV.
Yes.
Not to be confused with the X-Movie, which is shit.
Oh, shit.
Hate. I don't think we've reviewed the X-Movie.
And we won't, because no one's ever going to finish it, because it's that bad. Awful. Anyway, so we had three people got it right. And only three. There were, like, four times as many wrong answers.
Wow.
Of course, the always reliable Typhoon got it.
I mean, I will be very happy the day that I can figure out a question that will stump Typhoon.
Very tough. Very tough customer.
He is a tough customer.
Robert the Crimson got it, and Faust711 got it right. And that was it.
Wow.
And the winner this week was Robert the Crimson.
Congratulations, Robert.
Indeed.
Yay! Ooh.
In addition, yes. Robert the Crimson was also the monthly winner.
Wow, that is luck.
That is luck,
that
indeed.
That is a nice week.
The
right
hat
there.
Was kind to you, sir.
Yes, and also, we had no birthdays this week because I wasn't paying attention. We were very busy.
Fail.
We were very busy. MetroCon.
It's okay. You can always private message me, Tsugi, very hurt and upset that he forgot your birthday.
Yeah, if you do bitch at me, I will make amends and do what you want.
Anything you want.
Not anything. Although some people did try to get me to do something horrible in exchange for them finding the movie Redline for me, although that never happened. Yeah.
Oh. What sort of horrible things were these?
They were not specified, but. My understanding was that they would be very horrible. That's all I can say. Without incriminating somebody. Mm. We had an almighty anime mailbag today this week.
AAA mailbag.
I'm glad to see that more mailbag questions are coming in.
Just to remind everyone, on the main site, there's a tab on our pink bar that says mailbag. If you go to that, you can submit a mailbag question, and we will answer it on the show.
Who would have thought?
Questions on the forum are for the forums, where we will discuss, and maybe like a longer discussion, but we'd love to have things submitted for the mailbag. So
Mailbag.
I'm going to read the mailbag question now.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I am a new member on the forum.
You didn't say who it was from.
Okay, sorry. This is from Grudamesh.
Thank you.
My name of the week. Hello, everyone. I am a new member on the forums, and I've tried to get an answer for this before, but no luck. Hopefully, you guys can answer this for me. Why are the two... Oh, this is going to be ridiculous. Why are the two little Chobits robot characters in Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles? Thanks in advance. I love your podcast.
We love you, too.
We love you, too.
Not that hard of a question. My answer to this question is that they're all Clamp animes, and Clamp can put whatever characters they want in any animes
they want. It's like one giant crossover series.
True. Yeah, Tsubasa,
everything from Clamp.
Well, Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles they made to be like a massive, and I apologize for going on the wrong track, but they made Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles to be like a massive amalgamation of their previous things. That's because it goes with XXXHolic. And
yeah, I was gonna say those were the ones that were originally supposed to be like you could read them both at the same time. Like,
and
they were
cross
connected.
Over. But even in XXXHolic, they have a lot of throwbacks to previous series.
Yeah.
And like the main character of Tsubasa RC
is
Sakura from Cardcaptor Sakura. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much a simple answer. I mean, Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles is, it's pretty much just a mishmash.
Yeah. So, I mean, TRC, as what I'll call it for short, is just basically the large amalgamation of things, and that's really the long and the short of it.
Yep.
They did it because they could.
Anyways, so why don't we move on to what the episode's actually about?
Yay!
This podcast episode is going to be about MetroCon, which we just got back from.
Yes, and it was a lot of fun.
A very long, stressful weekend, as it normally is when you're putting on four or five panels and traveling 2 hours and packing all your shit up.
But it was worth it. And I will say, before we get too into MetroCon, we had a contest at MetroCon for the people who went to MetroCon. Sorry, general people on our forums. We give away prizes to you every week or every month. But this is what you can win if you entered our MetroCon contest, for anyone who's still on the fence. But for anyone who's listening, thinking that we're going to announce the winner, we decided to announce the winner 1 week from now. Originally, it was supposed to be this week, but we realized there was no internet at the convention and most of the hotels, so we kind of figured we should give people a few days to get home.
Unless you're BA and you were Rekka, a Little Too Tony, or a Katharina.
Yeah.
Who were actually at the con, although I don't believe Katharina actually came by to see us.
She came by, she found me when you guys were doing something.
Well, I wasn't
even
there on Friday at all, so.
Yeah, she found me on Friday, but she was sweet.
What kind of con doesn't have internet?
Hi.
None
or hotels.
None of the cons have internet. Anyway,
I mean, you think that there'd be the general internet in the area.
We're going to take a short news break after we're talking about MetroCon, and we're going to come back and close the episode out with a user requested review that I can't believe we haven't done yet of Azumanga Daioh. Requested by Nijikun 002. And then Roko is going to review his long awaited Moon Phase anime
that
he's been watching for quite some time. And we hope everybody will enjoy it. And why don't we just get down into our discussion of MetroCon? So, first off, how our panels went. Why don't we do them in order?
Okay.
So, how did the girls' guide to con going happen?
Actually, it went really well.
Yeah, didn't you hear someone say that they really liked it in passing?
I was walking by someone, and I forget now what was actually said, but I just heard something about, oh yeah, Girls Guide the other day was really good, or something like that.
And it wasn't even directed at you.
No, it was, I literally overheard a conversation as I was walking by.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And ironically enough, I heard another one about my Japan panel.
Oh,
nice!
Well, first,
we all know
sweet.
That one's awesome.
Yeah. First, how did the dating game go?
Oh, the dating game was probably
the dating game
the
was
one,
a crazy hit.
Oh yeah, at least of the ones that I was involved in, I think was the best.
I think it was the it was the most packed.
Oh yeah,
out of all
even
of them.
More packed than mine.
It had a line out the door.
They were waiting for us.
Whoa,
like, I didn't
what?
Believe that
no
that
way.
Was a room. It was awesome.
Yeah. It was amazing how many people showed up. We've had people approach us and ask if we're going to do that all 3 days in the future.
And we could, because people were waiting to be the bachelor or the bachelorette, like, not in tears, but, like, really disappointed when they didn't get called. And
probably because they're just never going to get any action otherwise.
Oh, my God.
You knew that was coming.
You probably got a lot of batches laid that night. Yeah.
I was walking
a lot of con babies 9 months from now.
As I was walking out of the panel, I did make a point to shout, "You're all getting laid tonight." It's like Caddyshack, Harvey Dangerfield. Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
But no, it went really well.
Yeah.
And they improvised so well this time around.
They were. We
very
definitely
funny.
Had better people. Well, no offense to the first group of people, but I definitely think we had some stronger overall people.
Yeah.
Than the first
they
go
were
around.
Quick. They were very witty.
I do remember seeing Cosplay Dating Game, something similar to that already at SuperCon. Are you guys doing this at SuperCon also?
We are doing it at SuperCon, though I think there's just a dating game at SuperCon.
It's like speed dating, I think.
I don't know. I don't think it's an... I think it's different because we do the cosplay.
So you guys are more badass than those guys.
We
That's
are.
Simple enough.
Yeah, there just in general. But, as far as people asking if we're going to do it all 3 days, I think we're interested in that, but the problem just becomes we give away Starbucks gift cards to the winners to go on their date with.
Honestly, we probably wouldn't even have to do that. People still have fun.
Yeah, that's true.
But we
but,
Tony and I waited in the sweltering heat for those gift cards at Starbucks.
I know.
Well, one of the Bachelorette used it almost instantly. The Bachelorette who got her bachelor went on a date an hour later.
Yeah.
And they talked about anime and drank smoothies that they
got
from
laid.
Starbucks and
yeah.
got laid.
Got,
no, they didn't.
Got a little road beach.
Changed phone numbers afterwards.
Exactly. And she said they really enjoyed themselves.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Her
I
exact
mean,
words were it was her most memorable moment of the con so far at that point.
Aw.
So,
well,
yeah.
We've the first time we did it, our bachelor and bachelorette went on their little date. So... proof. The AAA brings you everything you want. Anime, reviews, news, and love.
Love. Love.
Oh God, I think I'm gonna vomit. Anyway.
Oh, my microphone. So how about today?
So today I did my traveling to Japan panel, and like I was saying earlier, it happened on, I think, Friday or Saturday, but again, I was walking by someone, and I don't want to sound cocky, but I knew they were talking about my panel, because I heard them say, in a conversation, that panel, oh yes, Gaijin Smash. And if you've never been to my panel, you're not familiar with that term, but it's a term that I use that my friends and I at Kansai Gaidai kind of made up as we were living in Japan. To describe Gaijin Smash, but
my panel went well also.
Yeah, he's like,
and I'm done. I'm done hearing about your panel.
Are you going? No, I was denied.
Well, my panel was pretty much the same as it has been in past years. It packed the room as it always does, and well, I mean, plus 30
you're
people.
You're just so awesome, Archie. Panel's always packed.
And then, of course, I showed the Denpa Taiki na Kanojo anime, which had the implied rape scene in it, which everybody seemed to love, which is, like, so ridiculous. It's like...
Oh, my God.
It's like, oh, my God, rape freaks. And violence. Woo! It was, like, a roaring applause after it ended. It was unbelievable.
This is some sick people at your panel.
Should have been like, you guys are sick!
Everyone loves when that girl gets tasered. I think that's their favorite part.
Oh, shit. Taser that bitch.
Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me. But yes, your panel went really well, Mitsugi.
Thank you. I needed to receive my credit for standing up there and talking
about
stuff.
I don't give you any credit, because I never saw it. It never happened.
You should join us one summer for a con in Florida.
I would love to.
You should blow everyone's mind and be there.
Oh, I will. I'll be naked, just running around.
So, do you guys want to talk about some more of the major events at MetroCon, things that make MetroCon different than other cons?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because there's three main things, in my estimation.
I'm going to say 3.5.
I don't really consider a rave to be unique.
Which is why I give it half.
Well, because all the cons have a rave.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Does MetroCon stink like death?
Yes,
like
it
other
does.
Cons?
I talked to our friend Tony, and he was there, I guess, and said that it was toxic.
Yeah.
It was toxic. Yep.
But the human chess match, which I didn't see.
Yeah, the human chess match is always really cool. For those of you who don't know, it's a performance where people dressed up in cosplay will put on a show on a human chessboard where they will act as though they are the chess pieces.
Well, not on a human chessboard, on a large chessboard, not made out of humans.
Yeah, a chessboard made out of humans. They'll act as the chess pieces, and when two pieces come to a point where in chess they would take the other, they actually do a battle scene, like a choreographed fight scene in the middle of the board.
Now, who moves the pieces? Is there like a puppet master moving the pieces, or are they of their own accord, or like does the king command the pieces?
The king does. Okay. And the king is always, the two kings are always like the main plot devices in it. Like this year it was Integra and someone, Integra from Helsing, and someone from a video game that I'm not familiar with.
What did he look like? Because I'm still trying to figure this out.
He had two swords, and the blades of the swords were wiggly. And I was too far away to really see, but it kind of looked like he was bandaged all over, like with wraps. And he was a mixture. He was like white and red, and I have no idea
who he was. Probably bleach or something. But
and they do a choreographed fight scene, and the winner of that, or let's go with the loser of that, ends up having to leave the board.
So, I have another question, because obviously in chess, one piece always takes another piece.
Yes.
Is the piece that's being taken, like, by the rules of the game of chess, is that always the piece that loses?
No.
So, is it really actually chess, then?
Technically, no. Really, they're just using the aspect of chess to further the plot that they're doing at that time.
Well, do they at least follow, like, the rules of, like, moving the pieces?
Yeah, like, they'll say, rook to king, rook to e3 or something, and that's how they know which space to go to.
And if there, and if there's another piece on e3 and the rook takes that piece, the rook can lose?
Yeah, that's the whole point of the battle, is they decide by fighting who gets taken.
Not sure how I feel about that.
As
a chess player.
There's...
Well, I am. I'm undefeated on our forum. I'm 21 and
Grandmaster Mitsuki. Oh.
I'm just saying.
I applaud you. I applaud you. Although, but it's not about the chess. It's about the plot line.
Whooping ass, yes.
Well, yeah. You go there to see them...
Whoop ass.
But it's about the plot that goes on at the time. The storyline behind that particular... Yeah.
Sometimes rip ass, too.
Yeah, that.
Rip ass?
I have no idea what that means.
It means fart.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Rip ass?
They had some really good choreographed scenes this year, though. There was one with Alice from the...
Tim McGee's American Gothic something, yeah. Alice.
And she fought, like, a crazy, insane bitch.
Pitchfork lady? Awesome.
Pitchfork.
American Gothic's that picture that has the two farmers and the guy's got the pitchfork?
No. She's Alice from Alice in Wonderland, only she's crazy.
Oh.
Yeah. From the Alice in Wonderland video game or Alice game or something.
So tell me about the masquerade.
Chiaki.
Okay. Chiaki, tell me about the masquerade.
So I'm like... Masquerade sounds stupid. And other people are like, no, it'll be cool. So I'm like, okay, I'll go, because I don't have anything else to do. So spend $10 on a ticket to the masquerade.
It costs $10 to go to the masquerade?
Yeah. My God.
What an effing ripoff.
I spend $10 to go to the masquerade.
Jesus.
And it says ballroom dancing on the thing. And you have to go...
Bullshit. Calling it right now.
And you have to go...
And even go, I know no one in there is doing real ballroom dancing.
You have to go dressed up in, like, full gowns and stuff. Well, you don't have to, but they say you should. And you have to have a mask. So I go through the trouble of drawing a mask on my face so I can get into this stupid masquerade.
When did this happen?
You drew Friday a mask night. On your face.
This happened Friday. I wasn't there yet.
Yeah, no, okay. You weren't.
I'm glad I missed it.
So... We went in, paid my $10, and I went in, and there was a masquerade, and all it was is a rave you had to pay for.
Pretty much. There was a show eventually, and I was told the show was very good, but no.
Sounds like horseshit
to me. Wasn't
worth
it. It wasn't...
I'm glad I didn't go into the effort of putting on all of my CL outfit, though. I'm
yeah.
Really depressed.
But, I mean...
Sounds like you got ripped off.
I'm sorry you had a rough time.
Yeah, I just have to say, like, I like a lot about MetroCon, but if I had to say one thing I don't like about the con, it would be the masquerade. And just because they offer so many other good shows. You could say maybe the $10 for the show, but they offer so many other good shows for free that I don't know why you'd pay $10 to see the show. And then they offer the rave for free, which is dancing without having to do it in ballroom gowns. So it's like, I don't understand really the point of the masquerade at MetroCon. I have to admit it, I don't.
I'd never been, so.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty stupid to me.
Moving on, can we skip the rave? We all know what it is.
You already talked about it, Toxic.
It's Toxic. All right, so the fire show.
The fire show was cool this year.
All right, you can talk about this one, Kimiko. What was the fire show? Because I keep hearing about it. What is going on with the fire show? BioShock theme?
Yep. Every year they put on... epic show with you know the
epic.
Things it the Hawaiian culture they have the poi where they light it on fire and they do tricks and stuff things like that only with a bunch of mechanisms that are all different shapes and ones look like fans one is kind of like a hula hoop with fire on like six ends and just really cool stuff and every year it's a different theme. I think last year was One Piece.
Wow. I imagine that MetroCon has to pay a pretty hefty insurance policy to have fire shows. It was inside the building?
Yeah,
no, it was outside in the courtyard.
Oh.
So probably not as bad.
Yeah,
but
not.
This year it was BioShock themed, and the guy that they had as... I'm not as familiar with BioShock, are you?
I am very familiar.
Okay.
Yeah, as am I.
The guy who is like the ringleader.
Would you kindly...
Would you kindly, that guy?
Yeah, that guy. The guy they had performing as him was fantastic.
Did they have the big daddies and the little sisters?
I have no idea what that means.
Well, the big daddy looks like a giant guy in like a marine...
In a big old-school diving suit.
Yeah, like the 60s like diving suit with a window in the face.
They didn't have that, but they had the girls with the people with the masks.
The splicers?
The splicers.
Yeah.
The entire nice. Show was splicers, and then... Thank you, kindly guy.
Oh, so it was like a bad guy masquerade.
Yeah.
Or a bad guy fire show.
Exactly. And their tricks were awesome. It was a little slow, at least in the beginning, because the music that they were going for was 1940s-esque, you know, a little bit more jazzy, a little bit more low tempo.
Well, BioShock Infinite is coming out soon.
Very cool.
A couple months. 3 months? 4 months?
But I'm definitely glad that I saw that one. That was probably one of my favorite things that I...
Yeah, I've always heard rave reviews for the fire show.
Very, very cool.
Well, it's fire show. I mean, who doesn't like people playing with fire?
That's true.
So it's always nice to see that the cons that have unique aspects to them, such as Metrocon has the fire show and the masquerade and the chess match. Otakon has a dozen. Otakon has the anime game show and
the concerts
and the overall epicness and Supercon's got their wrestling match.
They have the 3000 Brigade, which I think is kind of a question mark. Yeah, I've heard rumor.
I didn't mention that on purpose because I guess it's not happening.
Is it officially not happening? I heard rumor, but
I don't know. But yeah. There were also contests at Supercon or at MetroCon this year.
I think the three
outside
contests,
of the one we held.
Oh well, I was gonna say I think MetroCon holds three contests every year. It's Picture This, which is a photography contest. Yeah. An anime music video contest where you make them send them in, and then Anime Idol.
And you guys cleaned up this year.
I think we did.
Well, aside from
that, if I do say so myself,
we won everything we entered.
It's true. We did.
You were just so awesome. I wish I was you.
Can you elaborate?
Maybe someday.
What you entered and what you did.
Well, we entered Anime Idol. As Cheryl and Ronka from Across Frontier. I was Cheryl.
And she was my Ronka. Beautiful Ronka.
And you sang Lion.
And we sang Lion. We were in their lion costume singing Lion, so it was appropriate. And Kimiko rocked it.
And so did Chiaki.
Not nearly as much as you, though.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You really did. You rocked it.
I don't know. I had that one spot where I was like,
but you recovered, and that's what matters.
But there is a YouTube video of this, but we won Best Technical out of the four awards given, which are Judge's Choice, Best Performance, Best Technical, and Best in Show.
Yes.
I'm playing your line right now, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Ours?
Not yours, but okay, just the general line of Lion.
Well, if you want to hear our Lion, I believe I did put it in our Metricon thread under upcoming conventions or whatever in the forum, so if someone wants to hear it. But it will be on YouTube. We had a number of repeat people record it, so it'll definitely be up there. But that was fun.
Yeah. And I also, thanks to Chiaki, who actually told me to enter, the day it was due, which was also
fun. I prefer polite suggestion.
I entered the Picture This contest with a photo of Chiaki, actually, in her Reina outfit. And I got an honorable mention, which was cool because I've never entered any sort of photography contest and didn't think my work was good enough even for that. So that was really exciting.
Well,
for me.
I thought your photo was amazing. I love that photo you took of me. It's the one, just so everyone knows, it's kind of at a slant. I'm standing with my back to the camera overlooking like a lake with the trees and there's Spanish moss blowing in the wind. And it looks really kind of eerie and it's great composition.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
She deserved to win.
So, honorable mention. They gave me a small picture in a frame of the picture that I did. It was really
cool. You guys whooped some ass.
We did. Yeah. Serious
Very
ass.
Impressive.
Represent.
Very nice.
Isn't that?
You guys put a lot of effort into all the costumes and the...
She put in a lot of effort.
Hey, you had to deal with that microphone.
I did.
Speaking of our Ronka and Cheryl cosplays, we took a bunch of really good pictures. I'm going to put the full shoot on our website sometime soon when I get all the other MetroCon photos up there. But there is a teaser on my cosplay.com account, and my cosplay.com name is AAA Chiaki. So probably by the time this is put on iTunes, they'll all be on the website. But at least for the people listening live.
Fabulous, fabulous pictures.
And it was also lots of fun to hang out with some of our forum members, specifically Tony, a little too Tony, and Rekka were there.
Yes.
And we went out to dinner on Saturday night. Hopefully we'll be doing something similar at Otakon.
Hopefully.
I really, really want to go to that seafood restaurant on the harbor, but we'll
see. Oh, yeah,
let's do it. We'll see.
Please.
We're going to take a poll, I guess, and see where people want to go. But hopefully we'll...
No, I already told people we're going there.
We're going to the harbor?
We're going to that sushi restaurant on the harbor.
Not you the no sushi choice. Restaurant, the seafood restaurant.
Yeah, the seafood restaurant on the harbor. That place is nice. It's expensive, though.
Yeah,
we decided on
the food
sushi
is really
restaurant.
Amazing, though.
Whatever,
I will say.
It doesn't matter. Regardless, Tony and Rekka were really cool. We hit up some
there's some clubs. You got wasted, picked up, and
yeah,
chicks.
It was
had a crazy wild night in a limo.
What?
I didn't remember
vomit
shit.
Vomit everywhere. By the end of the night, it was just a mess.
What
woke
are
up, there was a
about?
Monkey in my room. My finger was missing.
Sorry.
Mike Tyson was passed
out
on the
first.
Floor. Oh, wait, that's
no,
the
that's
hangover.
The first, that, yeah.
But anyway, that was fun. So thank you guys for spending the weekend with us. It made the con so much more fun.
Mm-hmm.
And also Katharina, who was kind of there in spirit.
It's okay, because I saw her, and that's all that matters.
I also wanted to say, before we talk about your cosplays, and the fact that I didn't, apparently, as the agenda says, taking a stab at me, that I hung up a sign on front of the table that was, it was a push-up contest. And
push-up contest? You're so lame.
Basically, you put up $20, you put up $5 to win $20, and nobody wanted to challenge me until the second day when a lone girl decided to challenge me, and she didn't win, but...
You go, girl.
I just wanted to say that for everybody at MetroCon that looked at it and thought about it and didn't do it, you were shown up by a girl at the end of the con, so...
Oh!
And I don't know whether to be insulted by that, or...
Was there a warning saying, warning, I am a 4- or 5-time P90X grad?
There was not.
So you were trying to swindle people out of their money.
Well, not really.
Innocent anime viewers. Well, just innocent, like a baby deer, and you were like the hunter with the shotgun, taking the nice leaves away from his mouth.
I hated Bambi.
Oh, you sick, God. You sick
person. I hated that movie too, actually.
Well, actually, the idea was for the people, obviously the first couple were going to lose, and I was going to pool their money with the 20, and then it was just going to keep rolling, getting bigger, until I was, like, exhausted by the end of the day, and hopefully someone would come along and win. That was kind of the idea, you know, kind of like, you know, be that 8th caller on the radio
type of
deal, but nobody wanted to do it, but it was fun. But that girl, I give you cred. She might be listening, so you were very brave and showed a lot of guts, and a lot of the big guys that walked up and looked and went, no, no, no.
How many push-ups did she push out?
I did my 30, and I'm not really sure how. I think she was around like 19, maybe, or 8 or 20. She was good.
She was
real
good.
Push-ups.
Yeah, real push-ups.
Go her.
She was pretty good. She was solid. I was impressed.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun, but that was my highlight.
Tony's saying she finished her 30.
She did finish them, but she didn't do them quick enough. But that's
besides the point. But she wasn't too far behind you. I mean, she was only about 6-7 behind you, which I guess, I mean, is almost a third, but she was doing good. That's my point.
She was doing good. Yes, she was. Anyway, so your cosplay.
So we cosplayed.
We did.
Several times.
Obviously, we cosplayed as Cheryl and Ranka on the day that we did Anime Idol, and it was awesome, and pictures and stuff. But you cosplayed Cheryl again.
Yeah, I did Cheryl's. I didn't actually take pictures of that.
A double dose of Cheryl.
But it wasn't completely finished, so that's cool with me. I'll take pictures eventually. But I did Cheryl's basic green shirt costume with the tights. And I will take pictures of that in a future con when I have the last two pieces that I want to have for it.
And also, you're going to cosplay Masakaki when that happens.
Yeah.
Right? Masakaki.
I will. I think I've decided to cosplay Masakaki in the future, too, from C.
Yeah, that name's funny.
And you will look very scary when you do it.
Yes.
That character is a freak.
In the best of ways. I cosplayed Krona on Saturday from Soul Eater, and that went well. We had photo shoots, and the photo shoots
were... Everyone loves your Krona, because you have, like, no spine.
Yeah. I can do an epic backbend for Krona. I need to fix my sword, though. Today... Oh, my God, who did I... Oh, I cosplayed Wrath from Fullmetal Alchemist, and
she had, I don't know if anyone has caught this, but Kimiko has brown eyes, and she has contacts that make them blue for Wrath, and they look creepy in a cool way.
Yeah.
You also have those scary-ass black contacts that are, like, frightening.
Scleras. I have scleras that cover my entire eye, the white included, and those are always fun. I'll put pictures up somewhere, if you guys care.
It'll happen eventually, but cosplaying was fun.
Do you remember any cosplays that stuck out to you, like, at the con itself? Anyone.
I met another Ranka.
Really?
Yeah.
Was
she wasn't
good?
She wasn't doing the lion Ranka. She was doing a different Ranka. So there was no competition, so I can say she was good.
Oh.
Oh. Wasn't as good as you.
I saw a couple fat Rankas.
Oh.
Fat Rankas.
I saw... Not to turn this into, like, a hater-eyed session, but I saw a girl that was wearing basically, like, the equivalent of, like, a sports bra and, like samurai-type pants with nothing. And she was really heavy. She had, like, stretch marks on her belly heavy. And I was... I thought it very unfortunate.
You were scarred
forever. Sounds sexy.
That was a very nice way of putting it.
I like I like me some stretch marks.
Oh, God.
I like just latching onto that belly and just rippling it until it just stretches even more.
Oh, my God. We're really going here? All of the people from the chess match had really good cosplays, but that's standard. I mean, they make sure their cosplays are fantastic. There was a bunch of High School of the Dead people. Their cosplays were incredible.
I saw a murdered zombie Harvey.
So did I.
She was really gory looking.
Yeah, she was. You said awesome. You texted that to me. That was good.
That was nuts.
Yeah, I sent the picture to Roko. It was...
I approved.
There was also the one girl, and it wasn't like it was a super impressive cosplay, but for some reason it just really struck me. It was, she was dressed in, like, she was the all-white fox girl.
Kitsune.
Kitsune from something. I don't know.
No, they just call them Kitsune, the fox spirits.
Okay, well, I don't know what it was. It could be from anything, I guess, but,
You should know that from Magic the Gathering, Mitsuki.
If anything, I should know it from Persona 4, because there's a... Because there is a Kitsune in there that you can form a social link with. But I really liked her cosplay. And that one guy earlier today that was gigantic. Did you see that guy?
Yeah.
He was like 7'2", 280 pounds, like massive. And I think he was cosplaying Arthas. He was just absolutely titanic size. It was like Andre the Giant walking around.
But he did it really well because he was so large.
Wait, what did he look like?
He looked like, he was a giant guy with white hair and armor. I thought it was Arthas.
He was in the chess match.
He
kicked some ass.
No wonder. He looked like friggin' Andre the Giant walking around.
He was intense.
He pretty much covered the entire length of like the hallway when he walked out, and he was so giant.
I'm surprised he could move in all that armor. Like, it was ridiculous.
He was 7 foot tall. He was like, he'd make an NFL linebacker look small. Like, I was giant.
Yeah. I saw a really good Millennium Earl.
Oh, yeah.
He was really cool. Like, he had this whole, like...
He had the mask
thing going on.
And he had, like, the parasol, and he like, patted himself to be, like, the right dimension shape. Like,
oh, my God, he was perfect.
Really good. Really good.
So, were there any...
Yeah, and I did, before I forget about the push-up contest if you do it at Otakon. You should cosplay as a character that's, like, super beefy. Like Onizuka, and challenge people in a very, cosplayed kind of scenario to challenge them.
That would actually
I bet you get more people to do it.
Actually, like, I was wearing, like, a shirt that actually fit me, you know? And, I think that was actually something that turned off a lot of people, because, I mean, if I was wearing, like, a baggy white t-shirt, people
you
might...
You can't show them your guns and then say, see if you can do more push-ups. You should make yourself look like a weak...
Yeah, make yourself look like
glasses with like tape around the middle of them,
and then you'll be fine.
Maybe I should cosplay like L or something.
That'd be great.
Oh my God, can you please cosplay L?
No, I will never cosplay. I would sooner die.
That is exactly why you must do it.
We also interviewed some people at the con.
Yes, we did.
We interviewed a couple people that were dressed in cosplay, and I'm gonna play their interviews for you in a minute, but. I really enjoyed all the people at the con. I mean, we're kind of rounding out the discussion topic on MetroCon.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the interviewees is our friend Josh, who was...
I know him as Stein.
Yes.
Yeah, Stein and...
Lad Russo from Baccano.
He was a good lad. And he's a great lad.
And whoever he was with the... from the
Oh, Honey Senpai. Oh, no! Okay, wait. I just have to say this for his benefit, because it sucked. He cosplays Tamaki. Tamaki Suo from Ouran. Blonde hair, the outfit, you know, it's very Tamaki. And he's 6'2".
And he walks around with the bear and with the roses.
Exactly. So you would think, people would assume he's Tamaki. He must have gotten 9 out of 10 of the times people going up to him going, "Oh my God, Honey Senpai, you look like so tall. I'm so excited." And I swear to God, by the end of the night, his soul was crushed into tiny, tiny pieces. But no, yeah, he cosplays Fi from Tsubasa Chronicles.
Never did get to see his staff light up, but that's okay. You know, I can live. I can deal with that.
His cool staff, though.
It was very nice. But I'm going to play the interviews now.
Awesome.
So we can have a taste of, let the listeners, experience this, what it sounded like at MetroCon. Here's a hint. It was very loud.
The sights and sounds.
But we did drag our recording equipment, so the recordings are audible. So I'm going to play them, and then we'll come back and round out the discussion on the convention. Okay?
At MetroCon 2011, I am sitting down with Aaron, who is cosplayed as Witch Hunter Robin.
That is correct.
So how has your con day been?
My con day has been fantastic.
Yeah, and I'm told this is your first MetroCon.
This is.
As you just moved from Illinois.
That is correct.
So, we are pretty much at the end of the main day of the convention,
that
Saturday.
Is, yep.
And I'm wondering, Aaron, what are some of the most memorable things that you've seen at your first MetroCon so far?
Oh, gosh, I've gotten to meet a lot of voice actors that I've wanted to meet. I wanted to meet Crispin Freeman. Met him yesterday. Didn't expect him to be so nice.
Very nice guy.
He was a very nice guy, very funny. I thought he would just write his autograph on my DVD. He wrote an autograph, a little message, too.
Aww,
and I was
nice.
Just sad I didn't see that till I got out of line. So I was like,
And
I get to meet a few more tomorrow. And I got to see some panels that I really enjoyed. I got to meet Max Brooks, who many people know was the writer of the very awesome Zombie Survival Guide.
Very nice. Some comfortable bedtime reading.
Oh, of course. I mean, you got to know what happens when zombies attack you in your sleep.
My dog's.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Oh, of course. We got the zombie apocalypse coming.
Exactly. You know, 2012.
Well.
Might as well be zombies.
I suppose.
So, you attended their panel?
Yes, I did.
And how was that?
It was awesome. They're very down to earth. They gave very honest answers. You know, it wasn't sugar-coated or anything. They basically, like, for example, one girl said her teacher told her to write a certain way, and they basically said, there is no formula. Your English teacher's a douchebag. And I quote.
Oh, man. Well, I know that Crispin Freeman has a very unique... His panels are very unique. I've seen some of his material on YouTube, and
mm-hmm.
he seems
yeah.
to have a very intellectual approach to things.
He does. He is known to give lectures on mythology and anime and cartoons and movies in general, which I had no idea about.
Well,
so.
Thanks for sitting down with me, Aaron.
No problem.
And I hope that you had a great MetroCon and that it's even better tomorrow.
So far, yeah. I've noticed all the Florida cons have been probably the best I've ever been to.
It is the largest. So.
Well, any of them. I was at MegaCon a couple months ago.
Yes.
So far, I'm just enjoying the Florida cons. Everyone's just so friendly here.
Well, we are the Sunshine State.
This is true.
Well, thanks again.
You're welcome.
So, it's Mitsugi again, and I'm here with Rachel. Rachel, you are cosplaying some kind of a troll.
Yeah.
And will you briefly explain what you're from?
No,
it was too long.
I'd rather not. But I'm cosplaying Solix Captor, and he is from a webcomic called Homestuck. A lot of people are either really against the comic or they're really for it. I'm someone that is in the middle of it. If you like it, then you can like it. But if you don't, I completely understand because it takes like 2 hours to explain the entire plot, and you still don't understand
it. It's true. I have heard the plot now.
Yeah.
So you either love it or hate it. Rachel, is this your first MetroCon?
No, I went last year. This is my second one.
So you live nearby?
Yeah, I live in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. So, as I mentioned to our friend Aaron earlier, we're coming up on the end of the main day of the convention, Saturday. And I'm wondering, what was one of your most memorable things that you saw or did today at the con?
I attended the Homestuck photo shoot. So that's mainly why I was doing Homestuck today. We had a big photo shoot over there. It went pretty well. There was a lot of people, actually, surprising. And
a lot of people from Homestuck?
Yeah, a lot of people from Homestuck. I wasn't thinking there was going to be a lot of people from it. But I mainly go to conventions, you know, hang out with my friends and things, because a lot of them live out of state.
Right. I'm curious, how do you guys meet up? Do you guys use Facebook or... set up these meetings, you just run into each other at the con and go, hey.
Well, the Homestuck photo shoot was established on Facebook, and it kind of just went like, hey, do you know people that are in Homestuck, like, cosplay, so, like, link them to this thing. That's usually how most photo shoots happen.
Huh. And are you going to be here tomorrow at the convention?
Yeah, I'm going to be here tomorrow.
Are there any particular events that you're looking forward to going to tomorrow?
Not really. Sunday is usually my I'm here day.
You're here just to enjoy your friends and hang out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for spending some time with me, Rachel.
No problem.
And I'm glad that you're enjoying your MetroCon 2011. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll see you again next year.
Yep, probably.
Okay, take care. Hello, it's Mitsugi for the third time today. And I am still at MetroCon, still rocking it. And I'm here with a third guest. And introduce yourself, guest.
My name's Josh.
Josh, what are you cosplaying today?
Right now I'm cosplaying Fi from Tsubasa Reservoir Chronicles.
Very interesting. And I did see your staff. It was very impressive.
Thank you.
I still haven't seen it light up yet, though.
That's going to be later tonight. Just going to stay tuned.
At some point, I want to see this.
Absolutely.
This is not your first MetroCon, because you were here last year.
Of course.
But you drive all the way from Georgia, mm-hmm. North Georgia,
North Georgia,
to come to these conventions.
Of course.
So what is it that, about MetroCon? It's not the only con in Florida you go to.
Oh, yeah. Well, MetroCon is the first con that I've met a lot of my friends at, including you guys at Anime Addicts. So
what is it besides us that drives your passion to travel 9 hours all the way down here to...
You know, it doesn't get a lot of review, but I love the chess match. It's really a top-notch show.
So the chess match really does it for you.
No, chess match, and like I said, this really is my social con. This is the con I go to see all my friends.
To see all your friends. And how was the chess match this year?
You know, I haven't got to see it yet. I was actually at your panel. That's why I didn't get to see it.
You skipped the chess match for our panel.
For the Anime Addicts dating game panel, which you should come to next year.
Well,
anyone out there.
How was that? Because I was guarding our table.
It was hilarious. I would definitely recommend it.
I did go in to take the Starbucks gift cards in, and it was a circus.
It was.
But I'm guessing that Kimiko and Shiagi kept it under control.
They kept it PG-13. They had it on a tight leash.
So is the chess match a one-day event?
They do it Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, so tomorrow I'm guessing you'll be here to see it.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Well, I have heard some of the special characters that they had this year. I won't spoil it for you if you haven't heard already.
I would appreciate that.
I'll keep it all under wraps. But glad to see you again at MetroCon.
Always.
And I hope you had a good time.
Oh, for sure.
And we'll talk to you later.
Definitely.
So that was the interviews from MetroCon. And, of course, we could have had more, but who needs more when we have such great interviewees? So thank you to everybody, Aaron, Rachel, and Josh, who sat down with us and shared their experiences at Otakon with us. It was...
You interviewed Rachel?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
I did.
I like Rachel.
Yes, I did. She was our second interview.
And he made her explain Homestuck.
Oh my god, that must have been awesome.
It was long, drawn out, and very confusing.
That's because it's Homestuck.
Wait, what is
that's
what
because
is
it's long, drawn out, and very confusing.
I'm not explaining it. It's something about another
trolls.
World where there's trolls on it. And
it's about trolls. That's all. It's trolls.
It's about trolls,
that's it.
Basically.
Trolls.
Trolls.
Yeah. Like, trolls.
Not like troll-a-lo-lo-lo-lo-lo, as in like trolls.
Not like grizzly bear
like
trolls.
Like under the bridge.
Not like grizzly bear trolls.
Not like grizzly bear trolls.
Hey, don't be mean to grizzly bear.
Oh, okay.
Rawr. He's in my army, if it's still together. if they haven't disbanded by now.
If you don't know if it's still together, I'm guessing it's not. But,
you're not being a very good army leader, Rocco.
But also, thank you to everybody from the MetroCon staff. I had a crisis during my panel, so they
helped
me out.
The MetroCon staff was really nice. I mean, they've been good in past years, but they were really good this year. Like,
they were so much more organized in everything.
They were very organized. They were all really nice. Like,
oh, yeah.
We, the table situation for us was kind of sketch, but we talked with the head of Artist Alley, and she hooked us up really quick and easy. I mean,
quick and dirty.
There was a woman there who helped us out a lot for Picture This and also for Anime Idol. Natalie, the pregnant woman.
Yeah.
She was just the sweetest thing.
And,
she was awesome.
We can't forget to thank Shannon Fazio, who not only hooked us up with tickets, but
helped us with a number of other things.
Oh my god, yes. So, Shannon Fazio and Natalie.
You rock our world, Shannon.
Yeah. And just really the whole staff was amazing.
I really appreciate how the staff comes to the panels at the beginning of each panel to make sure that the
to see if we need anything. Okay, and
they give you a 5-minute warning, which is, as a next panelist, and even as someone who does panels, is really nice. Because, one, you can lose track of time, and two, there's nothing more awkward than you're the next panelist, and you're sitting there watching the clock going, all right, it's 10 minutes before my panel starts. It's 5 minutes before my panel starts. It's 1 minute before my panel starts, and they're still going.
I had that issue because the person before me was literally still cleaning up their crap like 2 minutes after.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I had nothing. I had actually 2 hours for my panel because the room was still empty.
So they gave you the 2 hours?
I didn't technically get 2 hours. It just happened that there was nothing else in that room until 5.
Oh. Yeah.
So, and the fact that everybody was still there, I probably could have just kept going. I could have probably shown the Wings of Hone and Mise, but the response I got from Denpo taking a Kanojo was just like practically a standing ovation at the end of that because of the violence. You know, I told them I was going to give them the violence, and so they cheered, and I figured that was the high point, so I might as well end it. But, again, thank you to the Metrocon staff.
And once again, thank you to the forum members who came out to say hello to us.
Yes.
Thank you, a little to Tony, Rekka, and
Katharina.
I forgot the last phone name.
You guys are wonderful.
Yep.
Now we're going to take a quick news break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about one of the most random animes on the earth. And then we're going to talk about Moon Phase, which Roko has been watching for quite a while, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Moving is so fun. Now let us take a break and see what we have done.
We'll be back in a minute.
Everybody, this is Chiaki, and this is your Anime News Break. First up, for those of you out there who play games from Japan on region-free systems, thank you, Sony. The August issue of Seisha's V-Jump magazine has recently announced that Bandai Namco Games is going to release a cinematic melee action, and I quote, game for Saint Seiya called Saint Seiya Senki for the PlayStation 3, and it will be out this fall. In some other fun news, the Japanese portal site Cobbs has recently held a fun survey, and surveys are the best, asking both men and women in their 20s what Japanese little sister they would most like to have. Now, number 1 and 2 for both the men and the woman was Dorami and Mei Kusakabe. Now, Dorami is from the anime Doraemon, and it took 14.4% of the male votes, ranking number 1. Now, Mei took number 1 from, of course, My Neighbor Totoro for the woman with a sweeping 25% of the votes. Number 2, 3, and 4, and 5 for the men were Mei, again from My Neighbor Totoro, Minami Asakura from Touch, Yui Hirasawa from K-On!, and Momoko Sakura from Chibi Maruko-chan. And 2, 3, 4, and 5 for the women were Dorami, Momoko Sakura, Tsukushi Makino from Boys Over Flowers, and Toru Honda from Fruits Basket. What little sister would you most like from anime? Let us know on our forums. In other Vocaloid news, I know, Chiaki's a Vocaloid fan, but I think it's cool how Vocaloid is sweeping across the world. Recently, a Vocaloid-themed car called the Hakutsune Miku Good Smile BMW car won its first GT300 race at the Super GT International Series Malaysia at the Sepang Circuit. The song Winning Road by Taka X3 won the theme song for this year's contest for the car. So I highly recommend you go check out that new Vocaloid song themed based off the race car. And in our final bit of news, hitting home to North America, the North American, well, specifically American, cable television network Starz has recently greenlit a remake of the 2001 anime series Noir into a live-action TV series. Now, this comes pretty much from left field,
But it's rumored that Sam Raimi, who's from Spider-Man, The Evil Dead, Spartacus, and a few others, and Rob Tapert, also from The Evil Dead, Spartacus, and Xena, have been developing the project as exclusive producers at least this past year. So it looks like anime will be making it to American television as a first live-action series. This is Chiaki, and this was your Anime News Break. Back to the show soon.
Hey guys, I am Sean Ryan, also known as the Grey Ghost.
And I am Kevin Grey, also known as The Business and the LLC.
And we are Method to Madness, a weekly podcast that cusses and discusses anime and video games.
Yes.
And other otaku subjects.
That is what we are here for. We are here to rip them up and sometimes build them up. The shows that we love, the shows that we hate, the shows that we watch so that you wouldn't have to.
Go to thegreyghost.net or go check us out on iTunes.
With whiskey.
This is so stupid. But awesome. That's why this is going to be great.
Hey, Steve Bloom here, voice of Spike Spiegel, Vincent Valentine.
Leron from Gurren Lagann.
Gilman from Digimon.
And a bunch of other crap. And I am a total anime addict, dude. Tune in, or else.
And we're back. From the depths of the news break.
We were making some really ridiculous noises over that news break.
We were.
Yeah. I think some of the best stuff happens when their microphones are off,
of course.
Unfortunately.
That was fun.
Anyway, so, we have a review, as promised, requested by Nijikun002 on Azumanga Daioh, which is an incredibly random anime. Wow. In fact, Chiagi had an idea for a panel earlier today about, like, what the hell did I just watch?
Though we interpreted it two different ways, to be specific.
That's funny.
Okay, well, yes, we did, but I do believe, either way, that this would be an ideal anime for that panel because, for example, the floating cat in Azumanga just, like, randomly floating through the sky. What the hell is that
shit? Now it's time to take a break and see what we have done. A bicycle! Well, that's not food at all.
So to get this review started, I would like to play the Cooking Is So Fun song from Azumanga Daioh.
Yay!
From our friends, YouTube. take it away, Chio. You're so cute.
Cooking is so fun. Cooking is so fun. Now it's time to take a break.
Look at her staring at her cookies.
It's a cake.
It's ready.
God.
Cooking is so fun. Cooking is so fun. Now it's time to take a break and see what we have done.
It's cookies.
Yay. It's ready. This time was a big success. Let's all sit together and... No, stop. We have to wait. You can't eat it yet.
Oh, for those of you that have seen Azumanga, you were picturing that in your mind and slightly smiling because Chio-chan, who is probably the most important character of Azumanga, although the show can function probably without any single character. She is the small child genius in the class. And by the way, I know Roku's seen this, but Chiaki, have you seen this?
I haven't seen all of it. I've seen some of it.
Kimiko hasn't seen it, and really, we should fix that. but Chio-chan is the child genius prodigy who's like 4 or 5 years younger than everybody else in her high school class, and also about half as tall. But she's twice as smart and twice as cute. And apparently she can fly with her pigtails. This is a random anime, people. really, it's a character-driven story about just a bunch of friends in high school. You've got Tomo Takino, who's like the tomboy girl, who she's like super energetic and very dumb, and she like copies her homework off of other people, especially Chio. And she's... you know, the one that's late for class and volunteers to go out in the hallway and hold the water buckets. And then there's Miss Sakaki, who's like she's like 5'10", and she's really awkward, but all the girls look up to her because she's great at sports and she's tall. and she loves cats, and all she wants to do is, like, own a stuffed animal pet shop. And she'll see a cat, like, on the street, and she'll go up to the cat, and of course, the cat bites her really hard every time, and it's hilarious.
Oh, I see the gif of that, and we're going...
Yeah, she's trying to shake the cat off her hand. Just absolutely hilarious. And then there's Osaka, who's from Osaka, even though the rest of the anime takes place in Tokyo. And of course, she has the southern accent. And she's dumb as a rock. There's actually a scene in the anime where she's, like, sitting at her desk, and her eyes are moving back and forth, and everyone's like, what are you doing? She's like, you know those little things that float around inside your eyes? Well, I'm in hot pursuit of one as we speak. Just the most random shit happens in this anime, and
oh my god.
I say it's random because, for example, you have that orange cat that floats around in the sky, and it's apparently Chiyo's father, they call it, because Miss Sakaki has a dream in one episode. Chucky looks like she wants to say something.
No, I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah,
she's all right. Good.
She's good. I'm good.
Your face is red, and okay.
It's just funny.
Okay, I'll ignore whatever that is.
Okay,
let's just keep going. And Miss Sakaki has a dream, and in the dream, the cat is Chiyo's father, and I know this review is making no sense, but I'm going to be honest, this is a hard anime to review because the anime doesn't really make sense all the time.
But it is funny.
Or ever.
It's based after a manga, and it's broken down into very short pieces. It's one of those animes that's made up of, they're full-length episodes, but they're broken down into 3 to 5 minute story pieces that are seamlessly stitched together, so it's basically just snapshots from their school life over and over and over again, with like the occasional let's go to the beach episode because Chiyo's parents are rich, and what's the teacher, Mishukari, is insane, and she's the one in the beginning that kicks the bicycle.
Yeah,
and she cannot drive worth shit, and she drives some of the students to the beach house, and she's just, her car is mangled because she wrecks so much, and it's just absolutely a hoot. And you know, it follows their school life, and at the end they take their entrance exams, and it's a lot like K-On! In that sense, except it's not dumb as rocks like K-On! And it's a hell of a lot funnier. Azumanga is,
I laughed a lot the first episode.
Azumanga is one of the funniest animes out there, bar none. You know, it came out in 2002. It's directed by Hiroshi Kishiko. I can't talk today. Hiroshi Kishikiori, that's a difficult name, who, you know, has been involved in animes like Negima and a little bit Majutsu no Index. So, you know, he's fairly well known. But Azumanga Daioh is just an absolute delight from the 2000s. And you guys are still over there smiling awkwardly. What is on your laptops? would you like to share with the class and everybody listening what you're looking at? I really think you should.
I think
they're steaming.
Pictures.
It's porn, isn't it?
It is porn.
It is porn.
It's always porn.
I'm looking up
it's
pictures.
It's always porn.
I'm looking up pictures, too.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God.
Probably porn or pictures of Chiyo, you pervert.
Yes.
She's only 8.
I'm looking at a picture of a cat, and it says, I can't let you have the earth. And it says it's from Azumanga Daioh.
She's only 10 years old. You're a pervert.
You're a pervert. Hold on.
Anyway.
Pedo bear.
So, the sixth...
Now she is looking up more pictures of Chiyo.
Can I finish my review, please?
No. Sorry.
The six girls from Azumanga really make the show work really well. You know, this is the type of anime where you can just pick it up, watch an episode, get a huge laugh out of it, and then put it down without much thought because it's very fluffy and it's absolutely hilarious. I mean, unlike a lot of anime where they kind of miss the mark on the comedy sometimes, or they'll beat the comedy to death, like, you have the moe character that always trips. Or in School Rumble, you have the guy that can talk to animals. And they do that over and over again until you're just sick and tired of it. Azumanga Daioh really hits the nail on the head with this comedy. And, you guys are going to have to tell me what you're laughing at.
Okay.
You've already disrupted the interviews, or the review.
Please share it on the Ustream.
I don't understand why that's funny. It's one of those facepalm.
You find it funny?
You
it's
don't
a
not that funny.
There are no words to describe how utterly you failed.
And it has a really great picture from Azumanga.
It is from Azumanga. I just didn't think it was that funny.
Oh, clearly your humor is not
fail.
Up to our standards.
Anyway, Azumanga Daioh is an anime I would recommend to anybody. any age, any gender. You know, it doesn't look that dated. It is about 10 years old. I can't believe it. But it's timeless. I mean, this is a classic comedy. And if I gave it anything less than a 4.5 random scenes of madness out of 5, I would be doing a disservice to the anime.
Wow, something Mitsugi really likes.
Oh, it's a manga Dio. Everybody likes this anime. And
why haven't I seen it?
The comedy in it, like I said, like I was saying before I was interrupted,
watch that tonight.
Continually hits the nail on the head. Its random sense of humor is just absolutely, it's just sparkles. I mean, from the cat biting Sakaki to Tomo's reckless abandon in the classroom to Chiyo's incredible cuteness. You know, it really is just a cast of great characters that you'll never forget. You know, I can still remember every single character's name. And I haven't actually watched this anime in 3 or 4 years. I still remember all their names. I can barely remember the characters from Fortune Arterial, which I saw like 4 months ago. I can't remember any characters' names from recent animes.
I mean, being serious, I agree with you, because I think how well you remember the characters' names is a really good indicator of how much you like the show. Because I'm bad with names, and there are a lot of series that I'm watching right now, and I can't tell you all the characters.
Exactly, because they're just not good characters. But even though this story is fluffy, and Oz Manga is not about a lot of serious content, you remember the characters because they're just really memorable and likable, and they just
goofy,
and they just do a great job of structuring them. And you know, I really recommend that if you haven't seen Oz Manga Dio, to at least expand your anime repertoire and be able to have a conversation about anime with somebody, you definitely need to see this anime. So it's not something you really have the option of missing. So
there's no option.
So it needs to be seen by everybody.
All right then.
Could be the funniest anime out there. It is pretty funny. It's highly ranked amongst comedies. So you have Moon Phase, which is an anime you started watching so long ago, Roko.
I did.
And you finally finished it. Well, I can't wait.
Where to start? I guess to give you a little synopsis, the show starts off with a photographer named Kohei. He works for this magazine, right? And he's heads out to this dark castle in Germany where he runs into this young vampire named Hazuki, who in this anime that is Moon Phase, vampires like to wear cat ears and have slaves. They acquire slaves by biting people, and when they bite somebody, they turn into their slave. Basically, it's like a form of mind control, but without having to mind control them like actively. So, which was kind of a neat concept. However, she bites Kohei by tricking him into thinking that like she's gonna kiss him. Because she's in this graveyard scene where she's all like mystical looking, and he's like all like, "Ooh, what is this girl?" And then she comes up to him and kind of tricks him. But however, Kohei doesn't fall to her bite and doesn't really become her true slave, and she gets all pissy. And basically, there's like an epic battle that follows because she's like sealed away in this castle by a barrier. She hasn't been able to leave for X amount of time. I forget how long it was, but it's a really long time. And he somehow manages to free her, and then she ends up living with him in Japan. And this is where the anime takes a really weird twist. That you think that it was going to be something that it's now not. Basically, there's a lot of tension between the two characters, Kohei and Hazuki, in terms of like they obviously have feelings for each other, but it's very awkward, and they don't They don't like to come like show that they like each other. So it's really awkward when those moments happen. However, it's also it's really funny. They have a lot of recurring jokes. For instance, they'll have like this big wash basin just come and like smash somebody on the head from out of nowhere when something awkward happens. That's kind of funny. But basically, I don't want to ruin the entire show, but essentially, they find out that Hazuki is more than just your average vampire and has a special power that the other vampires would very much like to have. In fact, it would transform them in terms of how power they have dramatically. So word gets out, and the Count, who owned this castle, you know, obviously is recurringly trying to bring her back to the castle so that he can seal her away where she belongs. And so you basically have
keep her in the kitchen. Anime, put her in the kitchen where she belongs.
Keep her in that damn kitchen.
And make some waffle.
Make me some pie.
Make me some vampire pancakes.
You want pie? You covered in my hot pie.
Make me some sausage chorizo.
Okay, my pie.
But anyways,
you're covered in my hot pie.
Excuse me. Goodness.
For all the Family Guy fans out there, I'm sorry, Roko. I'm done.
Anyways, so through the rest of the anime, it kind of goes from between like character development between the characters. The show does have pretty good characters, actually. I found myself at first really not liking the characters a whole lot because there really wasn't a whole lot of substance behind them. And then they over the course of the 26 official episodes. I don't consider the last two part of the series. It's just kind of one of those things like, hey, here's some extra bullshit. If they hadn't thrown in the anime would have been better. But I just tried to ignore it. But the anime basically goes from them developing the characters to there being like fighting out of nowhere between like random vampires that are trying to get at Hazuki and whoever else, and it's very parts where there is a lot of suspense where you're really not sure what's going to happen. I remember a couple times where I was just like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. And whoa, believe it or not, as really like girly as some as this anime can be, because like with the whole like there's a character that keeps dressing up as a girl just to try to be cute for Kohei, because it's like an arranged marriage kind of ordeal that hasn't happened yet. These really girly moments, and like, yes, she's always wearing cat hairs.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
I really don't know.
Is she a moe character?
Kind of, yes.
So should I hate her?
She's definitely moe.
She's banished by the Church of Mitsugi.
Banished back to your vampire hell.
But she also has her badass moments where she'll just like completely level something.
But she's like a 5-year-old girl with cat ears.
This is true, but she's also an ancient vampire who has these abilities, and apparently, see, like, say about the show, because I actually rather enjoyed it, but I would just ruin the whole show, and then there would be no point to anybody watching it.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil too much of it.
I feel like I've probably said enough. The action actually was it was actually decent. You wouldn't expect an anime like this to have decent action, because it seems to be, it more revolves around the relationship between and the surrounding family. The family plays an integral part in this anime, in that if the family didn't exist, such as like the, you know, I'm not really even sure of all the relations, like a lot of them are just friends that are pretty much almost like family, and then you have like the grandpa and the grandma. And the grandma doesn't really play a whole big part, but I think he's the grandpa. He plays a huge role. And if any of these characters weren't involved, the anime wouldn't quite be the same. Which is something that I liked. It's that you can't easily remove. There were a couple characters that you could easily remove, but most of them it would screw something up later on down the line. So they involve the characters consistently, which is something that I liked.
So the characters are integral to the story. But,
pretty much.
Maybe I missed it, but I mean, where's the antagonist?
The antagonist.
Yeah, what's like, the conflict in the story?
The conflict is that they discover that Hazuki has a certain power that they didn't know about, and that they discover later on, between midway, somewhere in the middle of the anime, they discover that she has this ability.
What ability is it? Can you explain this?
It might be a bit of a spoiler, but Hazuki is the only fire that can withstand daylight perfectly. And there are other vampires can gain other vampires' abilities by drinking their blood. So basically, the show starts revolving around protecting Hazuki from these from these enemy vampires that are trying to get it, because if other vampires get this ability, all hell's gonna break loose on humankind.
Literally.
And there are some really awesome bad guys in this show. I mean, a couple of the main guys towards the end, around them, the show kind of culminates in like an epic battle at the end that climax over the course of like three or four episodes. And I'll tell you what, these vampires are just... I remember being on the edge of my seat because the action was actually pretty cool. They ended the show right at the perfect moment. There wasn't any bullshit. There wasn't any, fluff in between it. It culminated into what it was going to do, and that was it. Brief wrap up, and it was solid. It wasn't like, oh, we've dragged this anime on for so long that we're going to do the last episode in crayons.
Oh, no.
Like some animes that I can think of.
I feel like I've seen another show or a movie or something that has the same type of storyline behind it. For some reason, I keep thinking of Beauty and the Beast or something. Is that totally off?
Yeah, it's completely off.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. For some reason, I was on crack.
I was on crack 5 minutes ago, but it's worn off now.
Moon Phase is... I mean, if you like cute little girls, if you like some badass action, and if you like character development, and you can withstand queasiness of... like the degree of cuteness can almost become queasy sometimes. But if you can withstand that, you'll probably like Moon Phase. It's not that long of a show. It's like 26 episodes. I mean, if you like extra added in bullshit where the characters do nothing even in any relation to what the story was and have it make no sense at all, go ahead and watch the last two episodes and, you'll probably find yourself not liking it.
Oh, so there's like two useless bullshit filler episodes at the end.
Like, hey, Moon Phase is back for a TV airing or whatever it is. And hey, look, let's watch us do all this stupid shit.
Hello, hey guys.
Yeah, hi guys. Let's go to the beach and have some ice cream. Yeah, or something. That wasn't what happened, but something like that.
Yeah.
But I mean. In the chat if they get together, and I'm not going to answer that because that's something that somebody's going to be wondering through the entire anime, and I don't want to ruin that. Like, I've already ruined what her power is, so I'm not going to go into depth anymore. But to give it a rating, as I was watching this, I was like, oh, this is definitely going to bump it up. But then something else would be like, oh, that's kind of wearing itself out. So I was really teetering between a 3 and a 3.5. And I really think that the final fight probably bumped it up to a 3.5.
So slightly above average.
Slightly above, just because there really wasn't a terrible amount of filler in this anime. And once they got on track with the final fight sequence, they stuck to it. They kept their focus on it, and it was good.
They stuck the landing.
They stuck the landing, and it was, I mean, I liked it. I mean, I really was expecting myself to hate this, and because I was originally watching it with my girlfriend, and because it's a cutesy anime, and I was like, oh god, whatever. She wants to watch it, but it actually turned out into something that I ended up finishing on my own, so I liked it. I'd give it 3.5. Annoying, useless, and confusing cat ears out of 5.
All right. Well, thanks for your review. I'm glad you finally finished it.
Yeah.
So, any final thoughts? Comments? Concerns?
If you're coming out to a con that we'll be at, check our website. We list all the cons we're headed out to on there, and we normally have forum posts. So let us know. And I think we're planning on doing a dinner a staple.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Well, I want to do it with more of you guys.
There will be at least one, right? I think we've already had some people say they'll be at Super. So, but yeah, we're thinking about doing dinners at every future con we go to. But Otakon's gonna be a big one, and I think we're gonna arrange one for SuperCon too. So.
We should just do. We should make one dinner where we just stay at the con late and just go to like a ghetto ass Waffle House. at like 1:30 in the morning.
If you come to Otakon, you'll get to meet yours truly.
Yes.
Mr. Automated Robot Man who doesn't exist.
Roko will be
in the flesh
at the Otakon convention, so. And no other this year to prove that we don't just pre-record his our own voices and then tweak it to sound like
him. Yeah.
Hooray for Auto-Tune.
Yay.
I like it.
Anyway, you guys, we are the Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast. This has been Session 88, the MetroCon episode. You can find us and our MetroCon contest at www.aaapodcast.com or on iTunes. Please give us a rating on iTunes. It really helps people find us. And, you know, if you'd like us, help us be more popular. And, of course, we're on Facebook. Our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/AnimeAddictsAnonymousPodcast, all that stuff. And, of course, we're also on the AAAnetwork.org, where you can find Method to Madness, Gundam, Anime World Order, Too Lazy to Be Otaku, Otaku Momentum, and dozens of other podcasts. The Mana Pool, we've got Magic the Gathering on there. So come check us out on there and everybody else. And, of course, on the Ustream every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Thank you to all of you who joined us this evening.
You guys are wonderful, dedicated listeners, and we love you. And tonight, your tasty ending theme is called Presenter from the anime Dog Days by the artist Yui Horie. And we are glad that you guys all joined us, and I hope everybody has a safe and wonderful week.
And next week we'll announce the winner to our MetroCon contest.
That is correct.
Check back.
See you later, people.
Have a good night. Peace.